When you say watch your breath, that's not a good choice of words. You should say feel your breath, be sensitive to the breath, wear the breath around you. Because it goes through all parts of the body and around the body. That's where you want to sense it. You want your awareness to be broad and all around. Because your defilements can come from many different angles. If you're focused on one little spot, it's like having a spotlight on a stage. The spotlight makes one point very bright, and everything around there gets darkened. And sometimes the defilements are going to come in the areas where you're not looking directly. So you want a wide range of awareness as you meditate. So think of the breath coming in from the back, coming in from the sides. We talk about the different breath channels going through the body. In different places where that breath can enter into the body. It can enter in many different places. One time I was being treated for a heart condition by a Chinese doctor. He put needles in my left side of my rib cage. Immediately had an effect on the heart. So there's a connection there. Lots of connections we don't really know until we experiment and look around, broaden our ideas of what's possible with the breath. And that way you see things you didn't see before. If all you see in your meditation are the insights you expect to see, you're not really seeing anything, you're just seeing perceptions influenced by your old perceptions. It's the new unexpected things, those are the things that will really make a difference. Because if you expect everything you're going to see, that means you already know. But you don't. We start with ignorance. We're trying to undo our ignorance. The best way to do that is to look around, be circumspect, broaden your awareness, broaden your sense of the possibilities of what can happen, both in the body and in the mind. And that way you're going to learn new things. Think of a John Lee. For the last 10 years of his life, he was teaching breath meditation in line with Method 2, but he kept changing. Instructions changed here, changed there. As he experimented with new ways of conceiving the breath, analyzing the breath, classifying it into different types of breathing in the body. That was just in 10 years. You give it a lifetime, you find there's a lifetime of things to learn. So be open to learning new things. Be prepared for the unexpected. That means asking questions you haven't asked before, looking places you haven't looked before. So keep looking around.